Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root's with you. I don't even know where to begin. There's so much going on that you need to know about. That's scary. Let me start with the fact that today we set a global record, a daily record in the history of the world. 1 million plus virus cases in the United States. This comes with Democrats in charge of the White House, the House, the Senate. Biden promised to shut down the virus, and the virus is out of control. Now, you know how I feel about this. Number one, you got to blame China. This is all China's doing. They did this to upset the apple cart because they were going under. Their economy was going under. Trump had won the trade war. This was a bioweapon. It was sent our way on purpose, and it upended the entire world. So that's number one. Number two, it's a cold for 99.9% of people. It's a mild flu or a typical common cold. Colds are miserable. The flu is miserable. It isn't the end of the world. But on the other hand, all these people sick, point number three, they're vaccinated. These are not unvaccinated people. You look in the media and every person that has COVID is vaccinated. Every famous person, every Hollywood person, every athlete, every politician, they're all triple vaxxed and they've got COVID. This is the pandemic of the vaccinated. I told you it would hurt immune systems, and that's exactly what it did. Number one, and I told you that, you know, when Biden was in the debates, I used the exact phrase on this show, backseat Biden. He's a backseat driver, I said. Anybody can sit in the backseat and tell you how to drive and what mistakes you've made. But let's see them sit in the front seat and do the driving if they can do better. And rarely can they do better. They're all full of crap. They're backseat drivers. Here's a guy that said Trump's doing such a bad job with COVID. It turns out, in retrospect, Trump's done the best job ever with COVID. He was the first guy to face something like this since the 1918 flu pandemic. He had no idea what to do. He's not a medical expert. He's a businessman who created the greatest economy in the world. What does he know about masks and PPP and mandates and vaccines and lockdowns? Nothing. So he relied on doctors. And despite all these frauds like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and all their lies and all their incompetence and all their miscalculations, Trump still did the best job of any president in the world at getting the materials that people needed. He did an amazing job. But the media can never tell you that. And Biden has done the most incompetent job in the history of the world. These people are all fully vaccinated. How could a germ be different in Germany than in America? It's not possible. 96% of the Omicron COVID cases in Germany, are fully vaccinated. 28% of them had a booster. Only 4.4% are unvaccinated. Are you telling me the numbers are different in America? Why? It makes no sense. We're the only nation in the world that lies and commits fraud because the government we have and the people running the CDC are all complete frauds paid off by Big Pharma and all the vaccine companies to lie to all of you. The fact is, everywhere in the world, it's the vaccinated that are sick, hospitalized, and dying. And yet in America, they keep claiming that's not true, even though the CDC announced a couple weeks ago that almost everybody who has COVID is vaccinated. Let me see if I can find it real quick, because I put it aside like... But I'm trying to find what the CDC actually admitted a couple of weeks ago. I may or may not find it. I know despite being vaccinated, the highest vaccinated rates in the country, New York hit the highest daily COVID infection rate ever in the history of the world. I'm just trying to find this on the fly. Here it is. CDC says 80% of Omicron cases are found in fully vaccinated individuals. That's not in the mainstream media, but it's reported by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Protection. An overwhelming 80% of the cases attributed to the Omicron variant in the U.S. were fully vaccinated people. Some of them have also received booster shots. So the facts are in, and nobody wants to admit the truth. This is the pandemic of the vaccinated. Some more stories you need to know. 25-year-old Guatemalan soccer star dies after suffering heart attack during training. See if I've got his name here. So you know we're always talking about real facts. I'm looking at his picture. 25-year-old Marcos Menaldo died after suffering a heart attack on Monday. When in world history do you ever remember world-class athletes, 20 years old to 30 years old, suffering heart attacks and dying? It's never happened in the history of the world. The Guatemalan soccer player complained of breathing difficulties before he collapsed. No one's ever heard of such a thing. Athletes collapsing and dying on the soccer field all over the world, all over Europe, now obviously all over Central America. And you know they've all demanded they be vaccinated. There were also four young soccer stars who died after suffering heart attacks in a five-day period in December. Croatian footballer Marin Kakic, or Kasic, Oman international soccer player Mukhalid Al-Rakadi, Egyptian goalkeeper Ahmed Amin, and Algerian football player Sofiane Lacour all died at the end of December. All died from heart attacks in their 20s. Come on, folks. This is starting to get ridiculous. I reported yesterday on the insurance companies admitting the death rate is spiraling out of control. And no matter what they say, it's not from COVID because the COVID death rate's very low at this point. Omicron gets people sick, but it doesn't make you sick enough to go in the hospital or die. So the reality is it isn't a death rate from COVID. But here's another story. Fit and healthy ex-Royal Marine in England dies weeks after receiving the COVID vaccine. And his widow still urges others to get vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? Ali Swinburne, who lost her husband Mark in April 2021 after two decades of marriage, told Chronicle Live how the 57-year-old had died just weeks after receiving his first dose of the COVID vaccine. He's a former Marine who completed tours of the Falklands and Northern Ireland, was loved by everyone he met. Here's a picture of him with his beautiful German Shepherd. And he complained of breathlessness, and an ambulance was called. A paramedic found his blood oxygen level had plummeted to 51%. He was moved to intensive care, released 11 days later. His doctors were pleased with his progress. He was readmitted to extensive care after he suffered a collapsed lung, and he died on April 14th with his mother and wife by his bedside. Ali said she would not wish the torment she's been through on my worst enemy, but urges others to get vaccinated. I beg you to get a vaccine. And if you're not exempt, wear a mask. Oh, my God. It really is what Dr. Rob Malone said yesterday. It's mass formation psychosis. These people have been transfixed. They've been Stepford-wived. They've been brainwashed. They're in a trance. They believe the COVID vaccine is now the way to survive life. You live life with vaccines. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And after the person they love dies because of the vaccine, soon after getting the vaccine, they urge everyone else to get the vaccine. Bizarre. And if you're not going to die from the vaccine or die from COVID after getting vaccinated, probably your best shot of dying is to live in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, and be carjacked or home invaded and murdered. Chicago armed men carjacked Cook County judge as she pulled into a garage with a 3-year-old son. And here's the thing, it's just like the woman whose husband, the former UK Marine, died after being vaccinated a horrible, painful death, gasping for breath. And it's just like that woman who then says, oh, but you should get vaccinated. I'll bet you this judge, first of all, we know the judge is a Democrat. There's no Republican Cook County judges. So she's a bleeding heart, liberal, commie, pinko scum with a three-year-old son pulling into her garage, and she gets carjacked by armed men. And she should immediately wake up from the stupor she's in, the literal delusion of being a liberal communist scumbag. She should wake up and immediately think to herself, wow, I'm a conservative now. I hate these people. I want to give them the death penalty. I want to hang them. I want to hang them. Shoot them dead. But no, she'll walk away with her three-year-old son barely escaping their lives, and she'll say, oh, these poor people, they're probably minorities. They're probably blacks. I'm sure she'd say, oh, they're black. And, they didn't have a father in the house. They had a bad upbringing. Their mother was strung out on heroin. Their father wasn't there. And they're black. Society is so racist in America. It's not their fault. She could have lost her three-year-old son. And she's so psychotic. These liberals are mentally ill and psychotic. She'll blame it on the racism of America. And she'll go on letting people out of prison because, they're black, they're poor. There's a thousand excuses. Their father wasn't around. Their father was in prison. Their father abandoned the family. And by the way, a Chicago high-end store was looted of $50,000 in high-end purses the day after it was featured on the local news. It was featured on Chicago's WGN News. And the next day, a 10-man mob stole $50,000 worth of high-end purses from this Lincoln Park consignment shop, Cynthia's Consignments, selling high-end clothing and accessories and jewelry and purses for over 30 years in the Lincoln Park area. The biggest threat to your health in America isn't COVID. It's living in Chicago. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project Skilled Team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homes...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, all you need to do is listen to this story, and you know the country is upside down. And animals are in charge. Animals who've got to be arrested and persecuted and prosecuted and basically sent to prison for life in Guantanamo. Pfizer said it needs to study a third dose for toddlers. Do I need to say more? There's something wrong with these people. Greed is allowing them to murder little children for an illness that every kid has had since the beginning of all time. Kids get the flu. Kids get common colds. They don't need vaccines for it. Not this deadly vaccine. Pfizer has announced their experiments on children 6 months and older. They were unsuccessful in 2 to 5 year olds as they didn't produce an immune response, leading to a recommendation for a third shot. Although the experiments produced a strong response in children 6 months to 24 months, the company announced they were evaluating increasing those doses as well. Jeez, this is unbelievable. I don't know what to say. Children are the future, aren't they? Not anymore. This is child abuse. This is murder. This is atrocities against our children. This is Nazi-level atrocities. In the history of the United States, every time vaccines have killed people, 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, 100 people, we pulled the vaccine. Not now. Not with probably hundreds of thousands dead because of this vaccine. We're not pulling it. In 1976, when one young soldier died from a new form of the flu that triggered fear and development of a flu vaccine aimed at 80% of the American public, The CDC jumped in with both feet. It was a pandemic that never materialized. Those who were the real victims were the roughly 450 people who developed, I don't know how you pronounce this now, but Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder, and the roughly 53 who died from the vaccine. 53. Right now we're at 21,000 and counting, and that's, Columbia University says, multiply by 20 to get the true number of the VAERS list, which would mean 400,000 dead. But let's take the 21,000 figure. Here, 53 died in 1976, and they stopped the vaccine. This is insanity. 20,000 plus dead as of December 10th. Now the number's well over 21,000. This is the most incredible thing ever seen in world history. The U.S. shut down the vaccination program in 1976 after 0.000117% of people died. Well, the VAERS estimate right now is 0.00407% of people have died after a COVID injection. In other words, based on the percentage of people who have died, 3,378% more have died after the COVID injection than from the swine flu injection. There have been about a million adverse events, which could be multiplied by 20 million, including permanent disability and heart attacks in young people. And yet, they're now saying little babies have to take it. Toddlers have to take it. Five-year-olds can't get to a restaurant without proving they've taken it. Even though Pfizer is now announcing that the youngest kids are not responding to the shot. Can you imagine what they're doing to these young kids? Pfizer is pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope. It's insane. It's a fact. More children have died from the shot than the illness. Check with VAERS. They're not dying from the illness, but they're dying from the shot. So crazy. Let's see. There's a paper out there. One of the paper's writers, Steve Kirsch, recognized that this would affect the number of children who died after taking the vaccine versus the number who have died from the illness. He used CDC data ending December 8, 2021, which showed 757 children younger than 18 died of COVID. And it's now 790 who died of COVID. He then found 32 deaths from the vaccine in VAERS data. Using the URF of 41 and the data Kirsch took from VAERS and the CDC, this suggests there have been 1,312 deaths likely caused by the vaccine as compared to 757 deaths caused by the illness. If you do the math, this means the shot has killed roughly 173% more children than the illness. Crazy. Insanity. And you got to remember, you're supposed to multiply by 20 because so few people actually report to VAERS when their children die, they die, or they have a disability for life. People don't even know what VAERS is. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Get to know that name. I'll be talking about it every day on this show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House. Those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroo just got this, just got an email from another one of the employees here got COVID. They put her in the hospital. She asked for something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. She was denied. Now she's been on a ventilator the last couple of days, and her family's all gathered around her. They're going to stop the ventilator because they say there's black stuff coming out of her mouth and nose, and they're just going to be with her while she dies so she's not alone. Another example where the hospital would not do anything to help her. This is the second one that we know of in just the last 2 weeks. This is an absolute disgrace. They should all be put on trial for this crap. Dave. Dave's in Pennsylvania, by the way. So he knows two people in the last week that have gone to the hospital, and once you're there, they don't do anything for you except vent you. Once you're on the ventilator, you're almost always dead. And they do nothing for you. No intravenous C, no massive doses of vitamin D, no massive doses of zinc, no quercetin, no ivermectin. It's unbelievable. And you know what? It's all intended to get the most money out of you before you die. Anyone could see that if you're not a complete moron. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show because, you know, my obsession in life is always being in tip-top shape, being healthy, being thin, being strong immune-wise. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercise and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now, about 13 months. Actually 14 months, a year and 2 months. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the Wayne Alaroo 40% off discount. That's 40% off when you're friends and fans of War. Call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, anywhere in the United States. 40% off the War Decisive Action discount. So 888-444-8895 or go to energizedhealth.com. We're about keeping people alive on this show. We've got our guest calling in, Tammy Clark. She's executive director of Stand Up Michigan, and she's been leading protests opposing the vaccine and the mask mandates in Michigan for quite a long time now. Tammy, welcome to the Wayne Alaroo Show. How are you today? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Wayne. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you today.
Yes. So tell me about the kind of protests you've been leading and where you've been leading them, and what has the result been? Are you making some progress? Do you think you're holding your own or stopping some of the crazy mandates? Or is Michigan and the crazy female governor, was it Whitmer, is she still out there doing the same destructive things? Do you think you're having some effect?
Well, we've actually had a lot of success in Michigan. My background actually is an OSHA expert. I'm an OSHA PPE, respiratory protection expert, and I was just busy living my life, running my business as a consultant, compliance expert, health and safety professional when the government decided to hijack my profession and violate their own OSHA standards. So I stood up, became involved as an accidental activist, and took the position with Stand Up Michigan, and we've been leading the charge in the state of Michigan and have really reined in our governor's powers. We would be under lock and key right now if it wasn't for what the people in the state of Michigan have done through enacting citizen-led petition initiatives. We are able to, in the state of Michigan, according to our Constitution, to enact legislation through citizen petitions, and that's exactly what we did, and we took away her authority to unilaterally rule us as a dictator last year. So she has been pivoting and turning to the health department to try to do what a lot of these governors are doing, but we are right now in the middle of another petition initiative to do the same thing, to limit the powers of the health department. So we are making great progress in the state of Michigan, and we know that we will ultimately win this war because they are backing down. Their narrative is falling apart. They're backpedaling. I know it doesn't seem like it, but behind the scenes, when you see what's really happening, we are making huge gains, and we are winning.
No, I think it seems like it. I think they're panicking. I think Democrats are so desperate to keep us all locked down, ruin our lives, close our businesses, mask our children for life, mask us for life, vaccinate us with some poison jab that most of us don't want. I think that, you know, they're panicking because we're not doing it. They're lying when they say 85% are vaccinated. I think it's 50-50, and I think 50% will never get vaccinated, and they're exaggerating and lying to make us sound like, oh, we're in a tiny minority. We're not. Half of everyone I know is unvaccinated and will stay that way. So are you finding those kind of numbers? I don't think it's anywhere near 85% are vaccinated. Nothing like that.
I agree with you completely. I don't think it's anywhere near that either. I think it's just continuing on their narrative, the narrative of fear. They've got to keep pushing the propaganda to keep people. You know, it's a drip campaign. It's this mass psychosis that's been created by the constant propaganda of fear. And it's just the relentless commercials and everything that you hear. And I think that people sometimes get overwhelmed and lost in that. And so they feel like, you know, everybody's just doing it. Everybody's just going along. But there are so many people like us. There are so many people like me who just simply refuse to comply. I mean, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now for some behind-the-scenes meetings with leaders from seven key states going into our midterms, but I decided to drive here rather than comply with mask mandates. I decided to have it out with the front desk employee rather than comply and put on my mask. I've just made the decision I'm not going to comply, and I'm meeting people all over who are standing their ground and doing the same thing. So the noise, I keep telling people, don't get distracted by the noise. The Democrats are panicking because we are not going along with this. There's so many of us who are not buying into it, and we're becoming more and more vocal, and we're becoming more and more activist in our actions because they're getting more aggressive.
I'm glad when you drove from Michigan to Washington, D.C., that you did not get stuck in that massive I-95 traffic nightmare that has people 27 hours sitting in the snow. By the way, they must be peeing and pooping on the side of the road. They have no food. They have no water. They have no gas left in their cars. This is what happens when a Democrat runs the state. Crazy.
Well, that's exactly right. We have people that were supposed to be here who had to sleep in their cars on the highway last night. Some of them still have not made it.
Oh my gosh.
It is crazy, but yeah, no, we made it coming in on the tail end of it, so we didn't get caught in it. But I'm praying for those people who are, they, like you said, they are running out of gas on the highway, and
yeah,
it's still 20-some degrees outside. So,
and no food and no water.
Dire situation.
Dire situation. That's why people think you elected, you know, they elected a Republican governor in Virginia, Youngkin, but the fact is he doesn't take office till the 15th of January. So you've still got the liberal in office, and that's the guy who's left all these people stranded on the highway. What a nightmare. So let's talk about the vaccine and mask mandates right now, because I think that's a more important issue than a one-time snowstorm. So how do you think the Supreme Court will rule? What is your opinion on how the Supreme Court's going to rule on this?
Well, I have been telling people all along, don't panic, because history, the OSHA Act of Congress, and limited federal powers all affirm that OSHA does not have the authority to adopt the ETS, the Emergency Temporary Standard. The law is on our side. And CMS, same thing. They're another regulatory agency. On November 5th, the Biden administration tried to weaponize both OSHA and CMS to enact these mandates, to use these agencies as his weapon of choice to force his, you know, desired activities on all of us. And the law is on our side. So the Supreme Court, while I have been very disappointed in many of their rulings, their job is to interpret the law. And it's very clear Congress is the only body that has the authority to give any regulatory agency permission to do any sort of action or take action. Congress did not give either OSHA or CMS the authority to enact these broad sweeping measures that basically would alienate people from society if they didn't submit to all of these medical interventions and activities and things like that. So I think this is such an overreach. And I've said so many times, the devil always overplays his hand. And I would be very surprised if the Supreme Court did not rule against this.
You know what's funny, Tammy, is I don't know if you've listened to my show in the past, but I'm a big conservative Republican, obviously, and I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 30 years ago, but I'm not a hugely religious person. I don't spend every Sunday in church. My life isn't dominated by the Bible. Yet I've become much more religious. And what you just said, I've been saying on the radio for a month now, I really do believe this is the devil. I do believe this is good versus evil. It's the last battle of good versus evil, and we are certainly on the side of good. And what the they're trying to do to the people here in Austria and Australia, in all these countries. It's so evil. It's beyond belief, and it's so crooked. This is the flu. And, yeah, you could die from the flu, and you could die from lots of things. I could die from crossing a street. It doesn't mean you should be able to, government should be able to ban me from crossing a street. I could die driving in a snowstorm. It doesn't mean the government should ban me from driving in a snowstorm. This is such an overreach by government. COVID's real, but the way they've responded is pure evil, and it's fascist, it's authoritarian, it's communist, it's wrapped up in all versions of controlling our lives to smother us and ruin our jobs and ruin our business and make us dependent on government so they control our lives. Your thoughts?
It really is. And to be very honest with you, what we are looking at here, and this is why I do believe that the Supreme Court will rule in favor of freedom, in favor of truth, and in favor of our constitutional republic, because the law is on our side. Their job is to interpret the law. If they
right.
were to rule in favor of allowing these vaccine mandates to go through, really what they're doing is they're putting into power, they're taking away. If they were to rule that way, they would take away the government of the people, by the people and for the people, and they would put in place a government of the government, by the government, and for the government, a huge government entity that would be basically a federal overlord with the power to dictate every activity of our lives, from the smallest details to what we eat, what we put in our bodies, all as a condition of employment.
Yeah, they're forgetting... They're completely forgetting, Tommy, it's a nation of risk takers. Everybody here, you know, originally descended from some immigrant somewhere in the world that risked dying to get here. And that's what our country is, a nation of risk takers. We have a right to do what we want to do. Tommy Clark, Executive Director of Stand Up Michigan. God bless you, staff, Tommy. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Do you have an idea for...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sons of Liberty, have you heard the latest about vitamin D3? It's essential to your health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies show it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. When you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root, WAR15, please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. Go sonsofliberty.com and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. So I wanted to say, who in their right mind would ever listen to the CDC? Who would listen to the CDC? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is the CDC, estimates now that the Omicron variant now accounts for 95% of the COVID strains. And it was only on December 18th when they estimated it was 22% of all infections. Before that, they had said 50-something percent. Then they lowered it to 22. Now they're raising it to 95. Don't forget, these are the same guys, the CDC, that now admit that the tests are of no use at all for COVID. None. You just can't believe anything that comes out of their mouths. There are people now, many experts have been on the airwaves in the last few days to say that masks are completely useless. Useless. I've only said that since April of 2020, that masks are completely useless. So bizarre what we're going through in this country and in this world. Right? The CDC said 59% of all infections were due to Omicron. That was the week of Christmas, December 25th. They said it was 73% of all cases the week ending December 18th. On December 28th, they reduced it to 22.5%, massive reduction from 73% the week before. And now it's up to 95%. Who believes a single thing these people say anymore? You'd have to be a moron to believe anything the government or the CDC tells you. A moron. And, you know, in Germany, thank God, so far in America, in Germany, they're doing what they're doing in China. They're locking the people down. In China, people are saying they're getting ready to starve to death. In China, they're locked in their buildings, and if you come out, they take you to jail. And in jail, you know, you're tortured, you're murdered. No one ever sees you again for being an opponent of the government. That's what China's like. And the people are starving in their buildings. They have nothing to eat. People are saying the only thing we have is noodles, instant noodles. We're running out of instant noodles. Starving to death. In Germany, there's 100,000 people in the street. This was just last night, protesting the nation's lockdown rules. You know, nobody's locking down in America, thank God, for the moment. They'll probably try. I'm sure that Biden would like to try. That old man with dementia who's lost his mind, who's being, you know, treated like a puppet, and Obama's got his hand up his butt. And Obama's being ruled, in my opinion, by George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. And that's who's giving the orders and calling the shots. And they would love to shut us down because that's what their goal was the day that they released this COVID as a bioweapon to destroy the American economy. But in Germany, they're locking people down. Thank God we have a constitution, we have a Supreme Court, and we have people that are not wussies in America. We will be in the streets. You have no idea the revolution that would start if you started to lock us down. But a number of protests have taken place in Germany, estimates putting the number of anti-lockdown protesters at over 100,000. 50,000 turned out in one place alone, Baden-Württemberg, or maybe it's Baden, I don't know, it's Baden or Baden-Württemberg. Tens of thousands in Saxony, almost 20,000 in Thuringia. The number of protests took place in the country with the permission of authorities. Others went ahead despite non-compliance, with thousands attending so-called unannounced rallies despite being threatened with fines by the police. Protests in a number of regions last night remained relatively peaceful. However, emergency services in Liechtenstein, Saxony were attacked, resulting in 14 injuries, including one officer being bitten. I'm sorry to laugh at that, but it's kind of a funny thing to hear. An officer was bitten. All I could tell you is that if you try and lock us down in America, revolution is coming. The people will be in the streets, and no one's accepting any more lockdowns at any time in the future of the United States of America. And if you try the lockdown in Las Vegas, we will bring this city to its knees. We will bring all of you to your knees. I promise you, you have no idea what's coming if you try and lock down this city. Good luck. Good luck. It's time for us to put all the businesses out of business that want to ask for ID before you get in. Thank God none of that's happened in Las Vegas. But all across the country, make sure you send letters, you send emails, you phone call the restaurants that say you've got to have a passport to get in, ID and vaccine passport. Tell them you'll never eat at their restaurant again and to go F themselves. They're going bankrupt.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.